This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
What's upset you now?
So, I just want to jump straight in, to be honest, Paul.
Yep.
I've got a feeling, right, it might be the podcast that is doing this to me, particularly the Patreon, which is now I'm becoming, it's like a spider sense, I'm becoming hypersensitive to all of the things that we talk about that are pissing me off. Right. And it's happening in this world, shit. and I'm going like I've spoken about this, or Paul's spoken about this. I've heard one of our guests talk about this. I'm now.
Well, I can definitely see.
Go on.
Well, more than anyone I know, you have material that I do, and then like you used to have that bit about like doing your hair in the mirror of in the window of a car.
Yeah.
And then I've like done it and gone like, oh, fucking hell, this reminds me of Sean's bit. But what you're saying is this is now not being therapeutic for you, the opposite, whatever the opposite of that is.
I'm going to lose it. I really feel like I'm going to lose it at some point. Like when you see an old man just one day just go like, you know, like, all I want is a clean fuck. James Corden.
Yes.
I feel like I'm going to James Corden it at some point.
That was weird, wasn't it?
You know what? I always feel sorry for the person that's being taken down by the whole world.
Mm.
That's always going to be my, you know.
I mean, I'm not commenting on, you know, what I don't know.
No,
others
no,
there,
you're not.
But like, I just sort of, it was a weird sort of thing. And then the sort of guy whose restaurant it was, from what I could see, then came out and said that James had been in touch and had sort of, you know, it was all okay again, but didn't take down the original tweet. So it's like, well,
of course not.
Because it had obviously got a lot of traction.
Yeah, exactly. All of that stuff. Good for the restaurant, whatever. But I'm beginning to think, it's like, am I in a film? Is this a wind up? Like, or is this happening to everyone, or is it just me? If I join a queue, it will basically guarantee that the person in front of me has a problem. Their card doesn't work. They don't have the right change. They're taking something back instead of buying it. I'm like looking round at like it's the Truman Show going, are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Why can't just anything? Well, I remember I have a saying, and I've said this, I've used this saying before on this podcast, which is nothing works.
Yes.
And that is just really, I'm really aware of that now. It's like nothing fucking works.
Mm.
The other day I went into a cafe. I was with Mark Steele, guest of the podcast.
Yeah.
Everyone's welcome. I'm one of those, one world, one people, all of that shit, right? But I said to the woman, two T's. Two T's.
Right.
That is two syllables.
Yes.
That's one with a number and one with a word. That is also just a letter. Two T's. So like, sorry?
Yes.
Like, two T's. Like, so I'm like, and I had to go like two, like with my fingers, two, and then did the letter with my hand, like T, like two T. It's like, and then the manager had
she
to come
over.
She might
have thought you were sort of suggesting that she needed a timeout.
You need two timeouts. Two timeouts now. Get out of here.
I've only just started my shift. What's this guy's problem?
It's just nothing. It's just, why does everything have to be a problem? Everything is a problem. That's the new motto. Everything is a problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, I've said that. I've said this before. I mean, that is a definite...
I'm having a breakdown.
That is a definite state or position from which a lot of people in the service industry operate from, which is, you know, everything is too much trouble.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Oh, hi, can I just get... Oh, God, nobody yeah. wants a... Yes, sorry, just to sort of like... I am going to be asking for some things. That is what this is. At some point, exactly. I am going to ask you something. Yeah. I'm going to ask you to do something. Sighing and tutting and rolling your eyes is not, you know.
But like you, right, you know, I'm a bit, okay. Hands up. Both of my hands are up. I'm sorry. I'm a fussy coffee drinker and I don't like that. I wish I wasn't. I wasn't when I was younger. I used to slag off my mates when they were funny about coffee and all of that. I am now. But but this is not a difficult order, Paul, right? Okay, you're the barrister. No, a barista. Barista, not the barrister. Right? So, hi there.
Hello.
Are you on your fucking phone?
We're doing a little... Well, I didn't realise we were doing a role play. Sorry.
Are you on your fucking phone?
No, I'm not.
Why are you on your... That is so... I can't believe this.
Hold on. You've just asked me what if are you I'm looking doing something.
I know you're on your phone. I can see you've not turned your camera. You are fucking unreal. It's the most Paul thing I've ever seen in my life.
Do you know what the beauty of that is? Paul's messing with that. I didn't realise I didn't have my camera... I just got absolutely rumbled. Sorry, I thought I didn't have my camera on.
To our Patreons, it's the most Paul McCann. Paul's not talking, so just going to check my phone. Just going to check my phone. Have a little check. Fucking believable.
God, I can't believe I thought my camera was off. Sorry. Paul, are you on your phone? No, we can see you. In that case, yes, I am on my phone.
You are. That is you. That is you.
Brilliant. Sorry.
I'm surprised you didn't fucking text me no.
I'm not on
Paul,
my phone.
Paul, are you on your phone? No, unbelievable.
I'm not on my phone
unbelievable.
Anymore.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
Actually, let me correct that. Believable. Believable.
Yes, sorry. But yeah, I'm a barista in a cafe.
So, so you want to do it now?
Yes.
Right, hello.
Hello.
Fuck off.
Sorry, just on a service tip. So I went, there's a new sort of, and I don't want to name in shame because I do actually like them. But I mean, this was right. So you know when you talk about how like, you know, you think that I'm more likely to bring something up that in a situation, I'm more likely to say something than you are, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm getting there,
I went to a burrito. This is the problem when places are staffed exclusively by sixth form students, or, you know, possibly university students. Let's just go with students as a blanket description. So I went in. I'd already clocked this, but it was not a problem. So they usually wear those plastic gloves to prepare the burritos, right? But the girl who was serving had a bandage on one of her fingers. She'd obviously recently cut her finger and was... So she had a glove on the non-bandaged hand and no glove on the bandaged hand. And she was making tacos. I thought, as there was people in front of me getting some tacos, I could just bail. Because I could see blood starting to seep through this bandage. And it was just... Anyway, I didn't leave when I had the opportunity to. Because she was taking a while to do the tacos, I could have said, look, I'm going to just nip off, I'll be back. And then fucked off somewhere else, right?
Mm.
But I didn't. So I ordered a burrito. And also had a nice friendly conversation with this person. It was sort of, I said, well, I usually have the chicken. She said, I think you should go for the pulled pork. And I was like, do you know what? I was thinking I might try the pulled pork. And that has been the deciding factor. I'm going to have the pulled pork. So she started making this burrito and was then talking about the fact she didn't change the gloves when she did the transaction with the previous customer. Money was handled, tills were typed. And I am, you know, a germaphobe, as previously discussed. So... She starts making this burrito and was going, oh, I've got this down to an art, you know, making a burrito with nine fingers, because she was keeping the bandaged finger out of the way. And you have to make, you know, with a burrito, this is food you have to handle when you're making it. While she was having a conversation about the fact that she's now having, she'd mastered the skill of making a burrito with nine fingers, the bandaged finger touched the burrito at least three times. The bloody bandage is in the burrito. But I'm now on two friendly terms, and I'm the only person in the shop apart from the two people that are serving. I'm like, I can't say anything. So I had to just go through with the burrito and just chuck it straight in the bin when I left.
Good.
I mean, you can't, I wouldn't, would you have been able to eat that?
No, God, no.
No.
Absolutely not, no. I am surprised, that doesn't seem like a very, I think had they been men, because you're such a gentleman, I think had they been men, you wouldn't have bought that.
Yes,
are I you think. Fucking joking me?
No,
are
no,
you
so-
fucking joking. Are you fucking absolute? Are you fuck everything?
You're right. I said
oh,
this.
I'm talking. You're gonna go and yourself a diet
coke. Hold on a second. I was just having a drink of water. I'm going to turn the camera back on so that I can't be accused of crimes I haven't committed.
How much you can turn your camera on? I can't turn my camera back off.
Well. Sorry. I would have said something had it have been a bloke. You're absolutely
yes,
right.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
what I said. I spoke to someone else after I'd had this interaction, and I said, if it had been a bloke, I'd have said, mate, you've just put your fucking bandage in there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. On two occasions in the past week, I've tried to order a coffee, right? And what I like is basically of the problem with one of the problems with the coffee world today is we haven't decided on one
problems
name.
With the coffee world today.
We
what
haven't
are
decided.
You talking about?
We haven't decided.
That's one of the problems with the coffee world today.
We haven't decided on one name for the long black. So some people call it Americano, some people call it long black, some people call it short black, and some people call it a long espresso.
Oh
right?
My
so,
God.
I know, it's just, it's driving...
Try and sound more Radio 4.
It's just driving
me. One of the problems with modern life is, we've just not settled on a name for the long black. Some people call it this, some people call it that. Let's hear your thoughts on what a long black should be called on. Blah, 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 blah. You'd phone in. Go, yeah, I'm glad someone else is having this problem.
You'd be the one on your fucking phone.
Sean from Shepherd's Bush. Angry from Shepherd's Bush.
Well,
that's what
it is a bit mental, isn't it? It is a bit, you know.
I could not give less of a shit.
I know you couldn't give a fuck, and this is the problem, because it's got so many names.
Of course I'm the problem. I'm the reason that there's no name for a long black.
I just can't. Right, this is the thing. If there weren't so many different fucking names, it wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't sound fancy. It wouldn't sound like I had an acquired taste or anything. You just go and you go long black. But because there are all these different names, it means you end up going, you end up having to like be precise about what it is you order. And then you sound like a prick. It's like, you've made me sound like a prick. Just name the coffee one coffee, and then I don't sound like a prick.
That I would love you. That would be a fair thing to say to a barista. Yeah, like a mocha choca with blah, 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 blah. And just so that you know, you've made me sound like an absolute prick there.
Well, I have been asked, so I go and I say, I've worked out how to do it basically now, is what I do is I say, can I have, so I was getting one from Greg's the other day. And I knew, you know, that I'm not a total arsehole. I knew
you're
I can't go in and
you're not expecting the world.
Exactly. So I don't go in and say long black because I know
they have got presets on a machine.
Right,
you can
exactly.
have a Fine. Cappuccino, an yeah. Americano, a latte, or a black or white coffee.
Whatever.
That is,
exactly. Fine. Yeah. So I just said, hi, mate, can I get an Americano? But.
What Greg's was it?
Yeah, I was in a service station. I don't know.
I can imagine. Well, just you going in, you with your lofty coffee expectations going into a Greg's in a service station. It's like two worlds collide.
I know,
Listen, mate. Hi, sorry, I was just wondering. Do you do a long black? Listen, mate, cappuccino or a white coffee.
Yeah,
fucking idiot.
The cafe down the bottom of White Hill in Brighton where I grew up, my mum once asked for a latte. And this is true. She asked for a latte in the cafe. It was like an all-day breakfast cafe. My mum asked for a latte. She went, "This is a caf, not a cafe."
Amazing.
That's funny.
That would be a good name for a caf, actually. The caf, not the cafe.
Yeah,
and then just like a picture of two fingers at the end of it, like that. But,
yes. I asked for, right, do you think this is fair enough in Greg's? Hi, mate. Can I get the Americano, right, which is there. They know what that is, right? They know what that is. It's called an Americano and the thing, yeah? You okay with that, Paul?
Yeah, yeah.
In a flat white cup, which they also have.
This is in Greg's?
Yeah.
Right.
Where do you stand on that?
I literally couldn't give less of a shit. That's where I stand on it. That of all the things in life to care about, that is not one of them. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of What's Upset You Now. If you would like longer episodes, then sign up to our Patreon. It works out to be £4.50 a month, and for that you get an exclusive hour-long episode each and every Monday morning. Great way to start the week. It's a great way to support the podcast, and it all works out to be £1 a week. Go to patreon.com/WUYN and sign up today.